Hi, it's Dennis here with the audio description of my latest Keep It Simple and Progress profile for December 2015. The idea for this profile came to me while sitting around the Thanksgiving Day table talking with my brother-in-law's brother, Kent Harvey. Kent is a world-renowned cinematographer who specializes in adventure photography. For example, he was one of the lead cinematographers for the latest IMAX Everest movie. Kent and I have had numerous conversations about his adventures, and it always amazes me how his emphasis is not always to reach the peak or to summit Everest, it's getting back down alive. Our conversation made me think, why not have riders ride to a peak intensity and then have to slowly bring it down back to what I'll call base camp, instead of the normal reach a peak, stop, rest, and recover. My goals for this profile are pretty simple. Through a series of sets, can the rider increase average wattage or intensity each minute to a peak? And can they decrease average wattage or intensity only slightly each minute after they reach that peak? Riders will warm up for 7 minutes. The first 5 minutes will be spent slowly and steadily increasing wattage, intensity, or heart rate each minute to reach a peak. Then for the last 2 minutes, slowly, steadily, and slightly let the average wattage or intensity drop. After this interval, we'll take a 1 minute break. The first working interval will be 8 minutes long. We'll slowly and steadily increase heart rate and or average wattage each minute for 4 minutes up to a RPE of 9 out of 10. Let's do this ride seated with an RPM of 80 to 110. Once you reach the peak after 4 minutes, slowly and steadily decrease heart rate and or average wattage each minute for 4 minutes. After this, we'll take a 1 minute recovery. The second set will consist of a 6 minute interval. Slowly and steadily increase heart rate and or average wattage each minute for 3 minutes up to an RPE of 9 out of 10. Let's ride this one seated with an RPM of 60 to 80. After 3 minutes and the riders reach their peak, slowly and steadily decrease your heart rate and or average wattage each minute for 3 minutes. This set will be followed by a 1 minute recovery. Our third working set will consist of a 4 minute interval. Again, we're going to slowly and steadily increase heart rate and or average wattage each minute for 2 minutes up to an RPE of 9 out of 10. Let's ride this one standing with an RPM of 60 to 80. Once we reach our peak, let's slowly and steadily decrease the heart rate and average wattage each minute for the 2 minutes. This set will again be followed by a 1 minute recovery. For the next set, we'll ride 6 1-minute intervals followed by a 30-second recovery after each. We want to repeat the first 4 1-minute intervals, increasing the average heart rate and or average wattage for each interval. Let's ride all of these intervals seated with an RPM of 80 to 110. For the last 2 intervals, after reaching our peak on the 4th, let's let our average wattage and or heart rate drop a little bit. I've been recommending 2 to 3 watts. You can choose more if you need to. Let's do the last 2 that way, trying to get your riders to hang on to that intensity, not just unload and recover. This set will be followed by a 90-second recovery. Then I want to repeat this exact same set again. 6 times, 1 minute on, 30 seconds off, increasing the average wattage and or heart rate for each interval. But this time, let's do the set and let's do all the intervals between 60 and 80 RPM while seated. Again, we'll follow that with a 90-second recovery. For the last set, let's do 4 1-minute intervals, 30 seconds off after each. Let's do them all standing. And let's try to work to the highest average wattage or the highest heart rate or flat out just the highest intensity we have done all day. And that's it. At that point, we'll recover for about 5 minutes. Let me know what you think.